The Drop with Frank and Brian is officially brought to you by Switch Suspension. Switch Suspension specializes in all vehicle chassis components. Lift kits, lowering kits, air ride suspension, wheels, tires, steering, and brake upgrades. They use all the best products from the best brands. And these guys are truck guys. You roll into their parking lot at the shop, and they all drive custom vehicles. So they use their products that they sell on their own vehicles. So if you guys are looking for anything for your vehicles, whether you're just starting out or you just need some replacement parts or whatever, give them a call or visit their website, switchsuspension.com.
Hope you enjoy this episode of The Drop. If you like these podcasts and all the other content we create, head on over to our websites and purchase merch. Purchasing merch keeps us going and creating more content. Our websites are grinder-tv.com and livelifecustom.com. We really appreciate it. Now on to the episode. And so I think that we restarted. But yeah, it looks good now.
Good.
Anyway, Dodgers and yeah, stuff like that.
I was saying because I like to see who's like streaking and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's win like how Detroit's doing right now.
Yeah. I got to check out some UCLA softball last weekend. That was really exciting.
Yeah.
That was fun. Because I'm very confused when it comes to like playoff brackets and divisions, and I'm not very knowledgeable on that stuff. So right now I think it was basically like the regional championship, which is like the Southwest. So like they played Arizona State, they played San Diego State, UC Santa Barbara, and so they won that tournament, and it was really exciting. And then Sunday we're like, hey, let's go down and check out the game. So we went down to UCLA and watched the game, and that was a lot of fun. So yeah, it was fun.
That's cool.
Yep. But anyway, the podcast.
Did you forget how to podcast?
It's been 2 weeks. I hope everybody liked those other episodes, the guest episodes. They were a lot of fun. The Phil one was great. I actually watched that personally a couple times. Yeah, it was fun. Like I
could never rewatch them.
Really? Well, I review them, so like I'm used to rewatching them.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why. But I like rewatched it a couple times just because it was fun. Like I just really enjoyed it. So I hope everybody enjoyed it. And these people did seem to enjoy them. A lot of interaction. Phil was like not concerned about like the response.
Well,
or anything,
they both were. So I was getting a lot of messages from Phil and Daniel.
Yeah, I mean, I got a couple in the group chat there.
Yeah,
and but I'm what I'm trying to like express is like they weren't necessarily concerned like that something was wrong, but they were just like interested in the engagement, like in who was watching and how many were watching. And Phil was kind of surprised that like it is quite a few people who, you know, tune in and listen. So I think it was cool for everybody. I think everybody had a pretty positive experience from it.
Yeah. Stop touching your microphone.
Now I got my little wire, so I'm trying to settle back in. Dang it! Like I said, it's been 2 weeks. It was very relaxing, couple weeks, you know, not having to podcast every single week. But yeah, it was good. I've been just kind of like catching up on life, like all the stuff, you know, those really hectic first few months of the year that we do. I've been like catching up on life stuff, so it's just like. That broke. Okay, I'll fix that, you know, and when I have time. So that's what I've been doing for the past couple of weeks is just catching up on all the house stuff. Oh, and editing videos. I think there's the Forbidden Fantasy video today. I was thinking about how to say this.
Maybe somewhere around this time,
there's a Forbidden Fantasy video that dropped today. If it did, go check it out. It's on this channel that this video is on. And if not, wait till tomorrow because it'll probably be tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm almost done.
And if you're listening to this on Tuesday, then it's today.
It is. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If you didn't listen on Monday and now it's Tuesday, the video has dropped. Go check it out.
Yeah. But, I love how we're both not making Sparks in the Park video and just skipping past that one.
Well, I mean, like I said before, I was like really proactive on getting current stuff done and then dip back into the old stuff because I fully admit it. Last year it was kind of lost, you know, kind of didn't know what I wanted to do with life and everything like that. So video wise. And so now I have a plan and I'm sticking to that plan, which is get current stuff done. And then we'll circle back around to the old stuff.
I know. I like have dabbled in that one. Like I open it up and I kind of like just look for music or whatever. Cause there was not a lot of talking in that one. So I'm just like, Nah, and then I close it back down. And then I got on Mini Nats hard, and I'm already like deep into that one.
I noticed. I mean, I obviously know when you're working on something because you start sharing screenshots and little clips and stuff. So you're working on the Mini Nats one now, huh?
Yeah, and I'm like, it's coming together. It's so fun. And so cool. I got the first two segments done, and then I'm uploading test videos to YouTube because last year I was so stoked on the intro with the music that I used and everything, and I went to upload the video when it was completely done, and that they muted the first song.
Yeah, they're like that was like a non-starter.
It was such a strange mute because it was not a band that was well known. So it was like, I didn't even think to cross my brain that would be muted. So now these other two bands are definitely not big bands at all, but I was just like, well, I'm just gonna double check before I get too excited about this, because I start to get excited about something and then it's just like, oh man, it just ruins the entire vibe of it.
Yeah, no, I totally get that. My thing that I was running into on this Forbidden Fantasy video is everything was going real smooth, and then so I'm trying out this new thing where I kind of went around like very Channel 5 style, like asking people questions and stuff, and I was like, this thing could be like 20 minutes long, but it shouldn't. Like, it should only be wrapped up in like less than a minute, you know? And so I was like struggling to like pull all these clips, sort through them, find out what was funny, find out what was interesting, stitch those together, and not make it too long.
Yeah. And when you do that, like, you only have to ask the question once, and then you let everybody answer. You don't need, that's one of the things that people don't realize. Like, you don't need to like, hey, because you were asking that question about like what wheels are on your day.
Yeah, I asked a couple different ones.
So if you take that question, ask it once, and then you get everybody's answers.
People already know what...
They already know what the question is. You don't need to ask it over. Because it honestly would get annoying if you did that.
It was. That's exactly what was happening. It was just getting repetitive and drawn out. Yeah.
And then you can circle back to those same people if they answer it in a two-part question. So you go, hey, what wheels are on your daily driver? And then you get the first guy going, like maybe like a little bit of a long, like maybe like 6-7 seconds. And then you go to the next guy with a super short, like he just answers the wheels. He doesn't say who, he just says the wheels. He goes, oh, stock this. And then you go to the next guy and it's like short, short, short. And then you bring it back to the first guy. And if he said something funny afterwards or in the beginning, and you just bounce that back. And then you could even, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, that I might have to reread. No, that's great advice. I'm still kind of in the middle of it, so I'm kind of like, can do that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not 100. I'm actually not, at this current moment, on Wednesday, last week, I'm not 100% sold on it. My other stuff is great. Like, I'm in love with the other part of the video. I really like it. It came together really well, but it's just kind of this new thing that I'm testing out that I'm unsure about.
And it's good because that's what I was doing with this video. Is I was laying out, I literally took all the phone clips and I just dumped them on the timeline of the segment. And then I would go, and then I put the song on it, and then I would start to shorten up the clips and shorten up the clips and then rearrange them a little bit and then watch it and then go, that's too long or that's too short. Because the one thing I am doing different on this one is the intro, where I usually do it really short, like 3 minutes, you know, the whole trip out there. There was so much that happened. And then so much that happened during the week that we were there, finding myself going, oh, this is not what I'm used to. I'm used to just like the trip out into the show. And now I'm dealing with like, is this too much? Is Frank on this video too much? Is Tuna on this video? Is Lindsay on this video too much? I'm like, no, it starts to like all make sense.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And my video is going to be very similar in that way too. And I kind of addressed it in my video. And when it comes out, people will see it. I'm like, I'm telling the audience along the way, I'm like, hey, look, if you're here for trucks, they're coming, but we're doing this right now. We're in this kind of moment. You know what I mean? So, and then finally we get to the truck part and it's kind of funny bringing it up and everything like that.
But yeah.
No, that's great advice. Thank you. That's really good. That will help me out tremendously because I didn't realize that I don't need to ask every single, you don't need to hear the question over and over and over. You just need to hear the funny responses.
You just need to hear the question.
Yeah.
Because that's how. Think about going back to Milan at Dino's when we asked the cereal question. Go watch that segment on the from 2023, and it'll kind of show you, because that's what we do. We're like, what's your favorite cereal? And then the guy answers it, and then it just goes into the next guy's just answering that question. And then sometimes you can sprinkle in the question again, depending on how it's asked.
Yeah, like it could be presented a different way.
Yeah, it could, and it could be funny. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You just kind of got to watch it and just think of it from the like it, moving it along. You know, you don't want to stall. That's the biggest thing. Is like, even if you got to clip out between the question and the answer, like if it's like you ask the question and you go and they don't say anything, you can, if it's a funny expression on their face, like you can keep it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can just actually cut away from that and with before they even answer.
Oh, okay.
Because they're just like, it shows like they're like, what?
Yeah.
And then they don't even answer it, but that's a funny interaction by itself.
Right. Yeah.
And then you can come back to them three people down the thing and then they re-answer it.
Oh, yeah, that's really good. Okay, cool. Yeah, that's great. That actually helps me out tremendously. But so hopefully that video came out and everybody can watch it and go see exactly. That's kind of an interesting scenario because the video currently at this moment, the video is not done.
Yeah.
But when this episode comes out, it's very close. It's either done or the next day it's coming out. So people can go back and be like, oh, Frank did listen to Brian and did all this stuff. Yeah. Or I didn't listen at all and it's terrible.
Left it in there. Yeah. Either way, it's going to be a fun video.
It's going to be a surprise.
Yeah.
That's great. Oh, man, that's awesome.
But one thing that we did forget to mention,
yeah,
is these awards we gave out.
Yes, yes.
At Mini Nats.
Uh huh.
We've talked so much about Mini Nats, and we thought we were done, and we forgot.
Welcome to more Mini Nats talk.
Yeah, these awards that we gave out.
Yeah, so we gave out three awards. We gave out the drop choice, and we each gave out a custom life choice and a Grindr TV choice.
Yes.
So, well, just right off the bat, we'll talk about our drop choice first of all. And I got them screenshotted here so we can get this all correct. So we picked a standard cab Tacoma, and his Instagram handle is not so fast Eddie 77.
Yeah.
And we picked that truck. And the kind of cool part about that truck is it wasn't like a super overdone, like perfect truck. It was just like this. I don't want to like insult the guy and say like a normal truck or like. Anything like that, but it was like
it was. Yeah, you could tell like he was very proud of because I knew a little bit about that truck from prior to even giving it to him,
mm-hmm.
and he you know garage built, just you know had fun with it, and it just it's a you know it had some cool wheels on it that you usually don't see on a Tacoma.
Yeah.
Anytime you see like a deeper dish wheel on a Toyota, it's kind of cool because it just kind of makes you look like whoa. Mm-hmm. Because you don't usually see it.
Yeah, because both, I'm looking at the photo of it right now, like both wheels have a pretty good offset to them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like the, because usually what, sometimes what, not usually, but sometimes what happens is you get a bigger offset in the back and then the front is still very kind of small, you know?
Yeah.
But, so is that, because so one of the things that you guys kind of like got on the same page about is because he used a Hell's Gate front end kit as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
So does that kit help out the front end being able to run a higher offset wheel?
Yeah, brings it. It sucks it in.
Uh huh. So yeah. it looks killer. Actually, I didn't even notice that until you pointed that out. That's really cool. Yeah. What I liked about it is it's just my vibe. Like super clean. He was out there cruising. It just looks so good cruising down the road. Nothing too flashy. Nothing too fancy. Just a fun cool build.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. It's cool to see the those types of builds mixed in with the crazy builds.
Right.
Even though that build is crazy, but it's not. You know, it's not flashy.
Flashy, yeah. That's the right word to use. And also what's kind of neat is like the award, if you looked at the award, it's and we've showed it before and we could show it again, but it's so nicely done. It looks like it looks like it would have to go to like a really nice truck. You know what I mean?
That's true. I didn't even think about that.
Yes.
Which was Daniel Smith is the one that made that award, our last guest.
Mm-hmm. And so you would assume that we would pick something like best of show to give this thing to. It's like, no, it's just something that we both thought was like, that's pretty cool. I like that. Here you go.
And that's one thing when people pick out these, you know, because a lot of people are doing this and they have done this where they make their own awards and then they give them to people at the show or whatnot. It's kind of cool to just walk around and see what you like.
Yeah.
Like you don't have to give it to the one that's the most popular or the one that's completely 100% finished.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those guys are going to get their awards.
That's what I was going to say. So. They're going to get them anyway.
Yeah. And of course, like you look at something like, I don't know, like The Stranger or Time Machine, like of course, like that's just peak, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? But to, like, stuff like that, Tacoma speaks to me more than anything else.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's and that kind of relates to like how I make videos. It's a lot of all my videos that I make when I film things, it's things that I find I'm attracted to that I think is cool. You know, yeah, I mean, sometimes I'll sprinkle stuff in there just because, like, even though I'm not necessarily into it, I have to say, like, this is bad. Like, this is a bad thing. You know what I mean? Exactly. Even though it's not necessarily my style. So those do definitely get sprinkled in there. But I really like how, you know, this drop award, and we do other drop awards. Like, we have our acrylic ones, and we still have a couple more to give away over the shows, next few shows that we're going to go to. But I really like being able to do that, to just specifically get to something and say, like, hey, man, we think this is cool. Because, you know, we picked this Tacoma, and the previous one that we picked at the reunion was just a static dropped, you know, standard cab with a unique graphic on it, you know, unique wheels. Like, it's just cool to kind of, like, give those dudes, like, a little, like, hey, man, I like that. That's cool.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's moving into my pick. Like, that's what I found. I picked this truck. His Instagram handle is this is kind of funny. It's Boop Scott, BOOPSCOTT, Boop Scott, yep. Which is a standard cab, $89.95. Again, like it has the same vibe as that one we picked at Reunion, where it's got a unique kind of graphic, you know, like the Toyota livery kind of, like, you know, design. I just liked everything you did on that truck, like the wheels. I'm really getting into, and it's kind of funny because you went through this phase a long time ago, but now I'm going through it myself. When it's these trucks, you know, obviously I like chrome wheels. Obviously I do respect billet wheels, but when they're on a unique set of like three-piece wheels, mm-hmm. like this truck is, it's on a set of like a BBS style. And I think, I don't know if they are BBS or BBS style wheels.
I don't even know if they're, are they three-piece wheels or just one piece?
No, yeah, they're probably one-piece wheels, I think, now that I'm looking at the picture closely. But I kind of like, I know this is not correct and not fair of me, but I lump all of those into like a three-piece style wheel.
Yeah.
Is that fair to say?
Yep.
But yeah, I loved the vibe of this truck. Because it's so clean. It's different and clean and unique. Which all those things mixed together. Great, great stance, body dropped. I loved his little like Honda tricycle thing he had in the bed. That was really cool. Because also what was funny is that day out there filming at Mini Nats, walking around, I knew that was going to be my pick. So as I'm walking around, I spent extra time like filming it and stuff, because I knew later on, like, this is going to go in the video and I'm going to talk about this truck. So I spent some extra time around that. And then I don't know if I had known that was the Tacoma was the drop pick before or after, but I did the same thing. And it's kind of cool because, like, I did this before we even told the owner about this stuff. So I'm out filming, walking around, and I looked at him like, oh, this is what I'm going to pick. So I spent some extra time. It's kind of neat, like, doing this thing. The guy's sitting right there and I'm like filming, getting very detailed shots of everything. And he has no idea that, you know, we're going to give him this award, you know?
Yeah. It was,
so I thought that was fun.
I have some post notes about the awards, so don't let me forget.
All right.
But now I lost track of what I was going to say. Oh, what I was going to say was, it was funny because you came back to the booth and you're like, hey, do you want to see what we're picking for the drop choice?
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. So then, that's how it went about.
Because I hadn't been out filming at all and you just came back. The issue with that event is we kind of don't get to walk around and appreciate everything there.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. So definitely, these things that catch our eye are just like that's, you know, it's mm-hmm. I don't want to say they're lucky, but they're kind of lucky because we don't really get to take the time to, it's not like we can't just walk around and stop at something we like and go, oh, I like this detail.
Yeah.
It's
really step back and soak it in.
Yeah. It's literally just running around and going, that catches my eye.
Yeah. You know, what's really interesting perspective on that is we basically view the show through a screen this big.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's our whole view.
It goes back to what you were saying about how you film what you're attracted to, but that event, there's so many that we miss. I'll miss an entire row. You know what I mean? Sure. So it's just like I'm almost getting things that obviously attract my eye, but the entire time I'm out, I'm going, I need to be back at the booth.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just getting what's either right in front of me or like parked really well.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I'll look down a row and I just won't even go down that row just because I just need to, I want to get to the end of the show or whatever. So it is very those events, that those big ones like that, that are kind of crazy. You just don't, you don't get the time to spend with the vehicles as much as you want to.
And also, and this is not anybody's fault except for our own, because we do get ourselves in a situation where we feel rushed and having to get back to the booth. If I'm walking past a truck and people are talking around it, or like, you know, like I don't, I just move on, you know, even though like it could be a super killer thing and I'm like, I really want to film this, but I just, I gotta go. You know what I mean?
So sometimes that, I'll, that depending on too. What it is, like depending on if I, sometimes I'll do it and make a mental note and come back and get it.
Mm-hmm.
But there are times that I have forgot. And so sometimes I will just kind of like stand there so they can see me.
Mm-hmm.
Not off in the distance. Like I will put myself, my body in a place, and I'll take my camera and just rest it against my chest, kind of like pointing at it. So they, it's like you're trying. Yeah. It's like you're trying to get the bartender's. You're trying like to get the bartender's attention.
Subtly,
you're like eyeballing the bartender as he's walking by, and he's like, "Oh, you need a drink? Yeah, I need a drink." Those people are like, "Oh, you want me to get out of the way? Yes, I want you to get out of the way real quick."
Yeah. No, that's funny. So yeah, very subtle way to do it. Another really cool thing, going back to the truck that I picked for the Custom Life Choice Award, they were super stoked to get that thing.
Yeah.
Cause you went with me, cause we were, I don't know why we were both out there, but we're walking back. I'm like, hey, can you just film me? Can I like talk to the guy? And they were super stoked, which was really fun.
Oh yeah. It was cool. They all were like, even the guy, the guy that I gave my Grindr TV Choice Award to, his name's Paul. He's got a Paul Lehman. V Dubbin on Instagram, and he's got a green VW truck with that's just super badass, and it's the opposite. So the one you picked is on like, it's a Toyota on like a racy style importy
racy
wheel.
Style yeah
and the one I picked was a German truck on billet three spokes.
yeah
very contrast. Cool. You would expect the opposite,
yeah,
those wheels to be on the opposite. So and that truck caught my eye last year. And then he's got a YouTube channel as well.
My favorite part about that truck is the motor, the tuck done on it. And just like, I love motors like that. That's a Japanese thing, right? That's where it probably originated from. I'm guessing. Yeah.
I have no idea.
I don't want to like pigeonhole it to any specific thing either. But that whole, I love it when it looks like, doesn't look complete.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, this like thing it's actually not supposed
to run. Yeah.
Yeah.
So really that guy, super cool. He was at a show last weekend in Helen, Georgia, which is not far from Maggie Valley. Same type of thing. It's where they used to have Southern Werthersea, and now they have the same people that shows throw through Southern Werthersea throw this one, but it's a smaller, more private event, not as crazy. And he saw a Grindr TV shirt, so he tagged me in it, which was kind of cool.
Oh, that's cool.
And then he also makes videos with an old VHS camera.
Oh, that's awesome.
Onto Instagram and stuff. So he'll make little features and stuff. So yeah,
that's fun.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's super fun. Yeah. So that was really cool. Thanks guys for building such cool things that we can, you know, give you guys stuff for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really fun. But your trip, you went somewhere. Tell me about it.
Well, before that I uploaded a video.
Oh, I was going to get to that too, but if you want to talk about your video first, let's do that.
Okay, which one do you want to talk about first?
The video. Let's talk about the video, because that's fun.
That one was a fun one to put together.
It was
and
great.
I didn't think it was going to be.
Oh, really?
No, because we didn't do a lot of work to the truck.
You know what? Now that you say that, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so I'm like, I went down there a couple times and they were, you know, we're just like, yeah, we cut the outer frame rails off, but there wasn't like this big impactful thing that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an issue that I'm trying to figure out while doing this, because there's some times where it's like my Tacoma, I put the wheels on it. It's not a big impactful thing, but it's a visual change and a thing I can talk about. But I had to bring the show aspect in to make these videos longer. And I'm trying to make these videos at least 20 minutes, because apparently on YouTube, your AdSense changes at 20 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, something that I learned recently.
Hmm.
So I was like, I put that video all together and I was like, man, this thing's not very long. Like, I want it to be longer. What can I do? And I was like, oh, I could go work on the Tacoma and like take the dash out, put the vents in. And I was like, wait a minute. I have all this trailer footage that I filmed that I was going to put in later, but I'll just do it now. So then I put the trailer stuff in there,
which it was like, it didn't even seem out of place. It all kind of just like super flowed together, you know. And yeah. I love my favorite part was the funny part where it's all like when you were on the phone and you did the like peanuts thing.
Yeah.
the next thing was just cutting to it leaving.
Yeah.
So good.
And that is in real life how that went down, except I got a text message back from a few people for quotes on replacing those outer skins. And yes, I know I could have done it myself, but how many times would I have messed up and those skins are not, you know, it would have just been chaos. Mm-hmm. But I get this a couple of quotes back, and I like the last one I got, and I looked at it and I go, I literally got up out of the office chair, jumped in my truck, drove down to the trailer storage, hooked up the trailer, pulled it forward, snapped a bunch of pictures of it, came back and put it on Marketplace that day.
Yeah.
So that was kind of how that literally went. Like, how much? Oh yeah, this thing's gone. Like mm-hmm. the decision to sell it is done.
Well, and plus I think what gave it continuity was the fact that Panda didn't do anything special to it. He just added a couple pieces, you know, but that gave it the continuity that you needed. You know, it would, I guess it would have been a little more out of place if you just cut to that, even though this is it's not necessarily a story. I mean, it is a story on that particular truck, but it is morphing into more you doing all these things, right?
Yeah.
And so it would have made sense in that regard, but I think with it pulling into Panda Shop, him doing just a couple things to it, gave it the continuity it needed to get into that second part of the story, you know? But yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, and then the printer thing was super last minute, or the scanner thing. That was last minute, because I pulled up and I go to use the restroom, and that thing's in the trash can.
Uh-huh.
And I was like,
you're like, what happened?
What happened? He goes, I don't know. I just never use it. I'm also, you just threw it away because you never use it?
Oh.
And he's like, yeah, I'm just trying to clean up around here.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, cool. And then like an hour later, I'm all, hey, we should throw it outside, and you just break it apart.
Yeah, total like office thing.
It's like office space. So yeah. What I forgot to put in the video, which I was going to put at the very end, was the behind the scenes of that whole thing. Because it was like this kind of production where when he threw it out of the door, Brandon was there to catch it.
Oh,
we needed two takes. We needed showing it out, and then I needed a different angle of it landing.
Yeah.
So we were like lining it all up, and then that thing was not light. So he throws it out, and Brandon had to catch it. And I have that. I have that on my phone, like a wide shot of that on my phone. So I might start with that on the next video.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah.
Just to show some, and it was kind of. And then he didn't know that that was glass.
Oh, on the inside.
And the inside, he took his fist on one time and hit it, but very softly.
Uh-huh.
And then he took that pipe and busted it. And on video, he was like, oh, he's like, I didn't know that was glass. And he almost put his fist through it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That would have been bad.
Kind of funny.
But it was a lot of fun. The whole video was fun. What's the timeline for that truck? Like, where is that whole thing at right now?
We're going to try to get it done for unfinished business.
Oh, okay. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool because the suspension's done.
For the most part, just need shocks in the back. And so I think tomorrow he's going to make body mounts and get the body back on.
Oh, I see.
That's the plan for tomorrow. So once that happens, then he's got to Z the front and he's got to make a couple things on the front and shocks and all that stuff. But yeah, and then figure out the clutch and blah, 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 blah. But yeah, other than that, it's gonna go pretty quick.
That's cool. Yeah, that's really cool. And then any super secret stuff lined up next, or your
OBS?
Oh, OBS. Yeah, that's right.
OBS. It's mm-hmm. The OBS might go in there at the same, like, depending on if that Toyota, depending on it's done, because I want to get the OBS done and drive it to intervention.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be super cool.
Yeah. So I can just load up my booth in the bed, and then we rock up to your house and just hook your trailer up and drive it up there in a bag Chevy.
Nice. That'd be sick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because that was sort of to get into the next phase of this conversation. That sort of was the plan for the show that you just went to. But that, as all plans do, they kind of things change.
Come up so fast.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not making like solid plans on anything. Like even the unfinished business thing might not happen. So I don't want to be like get to like a week out and we're like, oh, we have to get this.
It's yeah. Like, well, you don't want to turn it into a thing where you're like rushing it and doing all this stuff. It's not. That's not worth it.
It's definitely not. So I wanted to say slow down, and it might still happen because the OBS is kind of one of those things where I don't know exactly how far I'm going to take it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know if I'm going to paint it. You know, I talked to Danny about painting it, but it might just be, I don't know how far it's going to go because I just kind of want to get that truck done, take it to a couple shows, and then
sell it.
So, and then move on to the next thing.
And then move on to the next thing. Because that's going to create capital to like get, to restart. Because what the Toyota was supposed to be was a quick thing. And then it turned into not a quick thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I want these quick things. I need, I want trucks in, trucks out, trucks in, trucks out. You know, not these full builds.
Right. So. Well, and also you mentioned in the video, the next, because now that it's out there, we can talk about it, you know, is the Forbidden Fantasy giveaway. So you're looking, you mentioned that in the video, looking for a truck, $89.95 standard cab, semi
clean. Extra cab or stammer, it doesn't matter.
Oh, it doesn't matter? Oh, I thought you were specifically looking for a standard cab.
And it could be an 84 to 88 too, but I'm just like, an 89 to 95, I just don't want a Tacoma.
Yeah, because with Tacoma, that's going to be a pain.
Not necessarily that it's going to be a pain. And honestly, it might be a Tacoma because finding a 89 to 95 is proving a little bit more difficult than I thought it was going to be. Yeah. Because they're either $4,000 and beat to crap or they're $10,000 and really nice.
Yeah. No, I have. Like,
there's one on Bring a Trailer right now that's $18,000.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Super low mileage. Only like 8,000 miles or something like that.
Oh, wow.
But like, yeah, but I'm like putting it out there and a lot of people have been sending me. You know,
oh, that's cool. So you have gotten a good response off of it.
Definitely have gotten a good response off of it. So like,
because that will eventually also too be part of the video series is building that truck, right? I'm guessing.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's totally. Yeah, it's gonna just mimic what we just did on this one.
Mm-hmm.
But like this one dude in Vegas or Bakersfield, sent me one that was on the corner, and I was like getting ready to leave for Red Rock, and I'm like, I can't run and grab it right now. You know, like, so I'm hoping that once a deal does come up, like I can just hop in the truck, hook the trailer up and go grab it. Mm-hmm. Hoping to find one locally, but we'll see.
Yeah. 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 Well, that's cool. That's exciting too. And for people who don't know exactly what we're talking about, Forbidden Fantasy as a club has decided to give away a truck, kind of like inspired by the Switch Suspension giveaway. Now there's going to be another giveaway at the Forbidden Fantasy show next year, and it's going to be a mini truck. Just sort of like the same theme as Eric's truck, which is just, you know, bag, buy, drop, clean.
Well, is it, it might. Well, we'll see how.
I was going to say, hold on.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, it was inspired by us giving a truck away.
Well, yes. Yes. Yeah.
But what happened was, is when I saw Switch do it without making it a full show truck, I went, oh,
you could do that.
You could do that.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, because they polished a turd, essentially.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Like, they just made it really nice on the outside.
Yeah.
I want to make it, I want to do the complete opposite. I want to make it nice on the bottom end. I want, that's why I want a stock truck. So it could just be all new, good suspension, all new parts, new tires, you know.
Seth is all, what?
you know, just things like that. So,
yeah.
But yeah, that's the plan.
No, that's really cool because, like, you know, The part of the thing about the Switch truck was, you know, everybody was excited to get it and talk about driving at home, you know, and it was essentially just kind of a neglected mini truck that kind of got brought back out. But this one is, you're going to be able to jump in it and drive it wherever you need to get it to.
Yeah. So looking for an 89 to 95 standard or extra cab, four cylinder, fuel injected, because I think they got rid of the carbs by 89, but automatic preferred, but if the price is right, a manual, stock paint preferred, doesn't have to be super nice, just can't be super beat up.
Yeah.
That's kind of the criteria.
Yeah, no, that's cool. That's really exciting.
Yeah. Someone messaged me that they were like in Michigan and they're like, I have one here with, I forgot how many miles are on it. And I'm like, well, send me some information. And they never did. Because it would be fun to fly somewhere, pick it up and drive it home.
Oh, like stock.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be pretty fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would add to the story for sure.
It would.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's really cool. Well, cool. So, yeah. So going back to your trip out to Cruise. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. What was the name?
C10 Club, Utah.
C10 Club, Utah. And what was it called? It was Cruising the Red Rocks?
It was called...
You're all, hold on.
It Red Rock something, but I always said it. I said it wrong a couple of times. It was called the C10 Red Rock Retreat.
Red Rock Retreat. There you go.
That's because I kept saying just C10 in the Red Rocks, like Graham Show Red Rocks.
Yeah. Well, that's why it was confusing. That's why I thought there was cruising involved, or because it was rolling through the Red Rocks. It's all.
Yeah.
It's a little. It's very similar.
So it was one of the best shows I've ever been to.
Really? That good, huh? I mean, I'm not surprised. I'm not going to say that like I expected it to be bad, but yeah. I did not expect you with that response.
Neither did I. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it wasn't the actual show part, because mm-hmm. the show part was a very simple, in a little park, you know, in the town. But it was just everything around it, you know, like mm-hmm. it was in Moab, Utah. So it's about a 7.5-8 hour drive from here. Just the drive from Phoenix up there is just insanely cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. You go through the mountains, you go through Flagstaff, and then you turn off and you go through, the reservation. So you have all this cool landscape, and then it starts turning into these red rocks and then Monument Valley. And it's just like, you're just driving and you're just like, this is insane.
That's so cool.
And, I've only ever driven through Moab. I've never stayed there. So, when you come over the hill and you see Moab, the valley, it's all green. So you have all these red rocks and you have this like green valley, and which was kind of surprising, but the Colorado River runs through the town. And then you have all the off-road stuff. And then the town itself, there's only 5,000 people that live there.
Yeah, wow. So it's a tiny little place.
It's a tiny little place, but there's so much tourism there that, you know, it's crazy. So we got there Thursday, and then Friday morning we set up a, like that Monday before, we're like, we should do like a tour or something, like some sort of, because they have all these Jeep tours and all these tours. And when it comes to tours, I always get kind of leery, because I don't want to just be the tourist that goes to see the tourist thing, you know? So I started going on Reddit and seeing what people were saying about certain things. And then someone suggested this Jen's Jeep rental place. So I called the guy and I was like, hey, we're looking just for like someone to drive us around. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, let me see if my dad wants to do it. So he called this dude, called his dad. His dad called us. He's like, what do you guys want to do? And we're like, we just want someone to drive us around and show us stuff. And he's like, yo, yeah, I could do that. So apparently that's not something that this dude normally does. What they have is they own a, which there's a bunch of these places in Moab. He owns 17 Jeeps and he rents them out.
Oh, so you go on your own adventure.
You could go on your own adventure, but like, I'll just take you out.
Yeah.
Cause I don't want to like do anything crazy. I don't know where I'm going. You know what I mean? So yeah, he just took us out for 4 hours.
That's pretty cool though, because like to me, that's a more enriching experience, because this guy knows exactly what he's doing and how to get around and stuff.
Yeah. He's lived there for a long time, and it was just fun. You know, like we didn't get crazy, just went really slow up these super steep hills. I got a ton of video. Like I jumped out of the Jeep and was filming him do stuff, took us to these arches and didn't take us on the, like everyone goes like on Hell's Revenge and all these.
Hell's Revenge.
It's called Hell's Revenge.
What is that?
Have you ever seen the? It's where every single video of Moab and they're climbing this.
And it's like a V channel kind of thing. And they, seen that. That's called Hell's Revenge.
Okay. Yeah, and then there's the bowl, the toilet bowl that goes down, and everyone goes down in it because it fills with water sometimes when it rains, and then they go out of it.
Okay.
So he took us on the opposite side, but it was really cool. Learned a lot about Jeeps. The guy was hilarious because we're like coming up on this group. He goes, must be Toyota people. I learned about the rivalry between Jeeps and Toyotas.
Oh, really?
In the off-road community. There's beef.
Oh, jeez.
What did he say? He just was making fun. And then he goes, started making fun of the Subarus. That got interesting.
I bet you that got very interesting.
And then as we were coming out of the canyon, the final thing, there was a bright yellow Cybertruck. And I was like, what category are those things in? He goes, I don't even want to talk about
it. Yeah, he's like, that's a non-starter right there.
But it was hilarious. So that was like an ongoing back and forth, was kind of the Toyotas and the Jeep things.
That's kind of cool, actually. I dig that.
Yeah. He's like, if you want to go, he's like, a Jeep will get you wherever you want to go. Mm-hmm. He's all, but get rid of him before the warranty's out.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. Probably very, very off-road capable, probably not very reliable.
That's what he says. They're reliable up until a point. And he goes, then you got to start. He goes, but these, he goes, mine from 0 miles to 35,000 miles are on the dirt the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they're
constantly, so he's really putting them through their paces.
Yeah, and plus he's not driving. Other people are driving.
Oh, that's true. So he must go through those. He must be a revolving door of just Jeeps. Yeah,
he just says he gets rid of them around 35,000 miles.
I wonder, when he sells them, does he, give the next person a disclaimer? Like, look, this is what has happened with this thing.
I'm pretty sure when you buy something from that area, you kind of know.
You know what's up.
Yeah, but they don't go fast. You know what I mean? Like, they're just... All the Jeeps in there are just going super slow over these mountains. But anyways, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. I was really, really made me happy because I had no idea Joe was going with you. Yeah. Joe and Morgan were going with you. So when I saw that, I was like, that is freaking cool. You know,
because you didn't completely ditch me. I was just out there by myself.
That is one part of it. Yes. That I did just like, okay, bye. Yeah. Yes, that was one part of it. But also it being Joe and Morgan made it pretty cool. You know,
no, it was a lot of fun. Joe took a Suburban and it's super, that thing, it just fits in that whole area.
Mm-hmm. Cause the color, the
desert tan. Yeah. It was just perfect. You know,
that's cool.
And,
no other problems. Cause he took it on the power tour and ran into a transmission problem. So
yeah. No, he got through no that. Problems.
That's cool.
No, I told him it would be really embarrassing if they saw a Maverick flat towing a Suburban back home.
Oh my gosh. That'd be hilarious.
Yeah, with a motorcycle strap.
Yeah. That's, oh my gosh. That's cool.
Yeah, it was fun. And then Friday, and then we came back, and then we just kind of hung around town, had really good food. There's that one main street that goes through Moab, and it was just trucks back and forth. So you have side-by-sides, dirt bikes, off-road trucks, lowered C-10s, and everyone's just hanging out at the different restaurants. So you go to one restaurant, and there'd be a bunch of guys there from C-10 guys there. Mm-hmm. So everyone's just having a good time. And then, Saturday was a show, and really cool. Or no, Friday night, they had a big cruise. Mm-hmm. It was a 15-mile cruise up the Colorado River.
Oh, wow.
So you have a red cliffs on one side of you and the Colorado River right next to you.
That's cool.
And they go up to this big old retreat, and everyone parks in this big field. And they had
Red Rock Retreat.
Yep. And they had dinner, and they had a live band, and you're literally on the banks of the Colorado River just hanging out.
That's cool. Hey, man, you know what? C-10 show promoters really know how to put that part of the thing together. They really make the whole, every single one of them, Slow and Intervention and that one, and many that I'm forgetting, but they always manage to turn the whole thing into an experience, which is really cool, which
that
I really is, like.
Yeah. And then the guy that threw it, Chase, he heads up the C-10 Club Utah.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, I forgot how many years ago, but he had, in Moab, he had fell. He was hiking and he fell 80 feet.
Oh, jeez.
And basically almost died.
Whoa.
And the search and rescue team.
127 days later, had a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Search and rescue team saved his life. You know, the Moab, the sheriff, search and rescue up there. So this entire show was a benefit for them.
Oh, okay.
He said, because they get funding and stuff. He goes, but sometimes when they're training new people, they need ropes and they need supplies. So they gave them a check right then and there for 15 grand.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It was really cool. So
yeah, that's awesome.
Kind of wrapped everything together, you know?
Yeah.
And it was a good time.
That's awesome, man. That's really cool.
I'm really excited to go back.
Cool. Well, maybe next year I don't know. I just got to the point where I was like.
I was going to say that before we started this. Usually this time of year is nonstop.
Because
we usually have Forbidden and then Mini Nats and then Graham Show. Mm-hmm. And then I had Cruise to the Pines. And then I would go to the C-10 Dallas event to film. And it was nonstop. So
yeah,
people were like, Where's Frank? And I was like, that Mini Nats trip, he needed to unpack
some things.
Yeah. It was a lot.
Yeah, it was a lot. No, I'm bummed I missed it. But like I said, it's been kind of nice to catch up on real life stuff. Not real life stuff, because everything is real life stuff, but just stuff that I've been putting off, you know. So
it's
been good. But I'm getting ready to go again next weekend. We'll record one more episode, so I won't be able to talk about it in the next episode. But in a couple episodes, I'm going down to this show that I've been wanting. Since, you know, Graham's show isn't going on this year, it opened up the opportunity to go to this show called The Party at the Pink Motel. It's hosted by a club called Genocide, and they're there's this very niche thing here in the Los Angeles area, not here, but in the Los Angeles area. It's not quite a lowrider club. It's not quite a hot rod club, and it's very unique to this little subculture that they have. And it's a mix of late 60s, early 70s low riding, kind of hot rod, but very much punk rock, skateboarding, you know, tattoo culture. It's a very unique thing. So I'm really excited to check out this show. And they host a show. So there's this little place called the Pink Motel. I don't know if it's still a motel. I'm going to go find out all this information. So right now I don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go learn all about it and then report back and then tell everybody about what was going on. But yeah, I've been wanting to go to this show, man, for a long time, but it's always been around Graham's show or it's always been something coming up. So
yeah,
super stoked I get to go check out the show. I'm going to take the 4Runner. I've been pulling the 4Runner out of hibernation, you know.
Yeah,
I had to get a battery. That was quite the thing on social media. I had about 10,000 messages telling me about batteries and stuff like that.
Oh, really?
Which is why I appreciate it. I really appreciate everybody, you know, advice and like, you know, curiosity and everything like that. But yeah, so I had to slap a new battery in it and get it going. But yeah,
telling you that battery's too small for your truck.
No one said that. No? Everybody asked why, but no one ever said, "Hey, it's too small." Because I know that it's too small for the truck. Yeah. And that's why they get, well, it's a two-prong problem. Number one is I don't drive it much, so it just sits there on a tender 97% of the time. And then the other part of it is it's just simply too small for the truck. Like,
yeah.
And I don't have a stereo system in it. I do have a built alternator, so it's a 125-amp alternator. So the alternator, you know, manages the air system and keeps everything up to speed. But as far as, like, starting and maintaining a charge in the battery, it's not very good. But
yeah.
But it's also been like that since the truck has been built. So, I mean,
it sounds like you might need a new tender. shouldn't go bad.
Yeah, I don't know. But, I mean, it's like it's pretty consistent. And it's kind of funny because I don't know if people saw it on my Instagram, but I have saved every battery.
I know, I saw
and
that.
If you add it up, it's exact, because the truck's been done for about 12 years now. So if you look at it, it's exactly a 12-year increments of every 2 years replacing a battery. So I think it's kind of funny.
That's
you
cool.
know. But yeah, so I'm getting that thing out, going to take it down. So I hit up Hyman, Georgia, because they go to this event. And I said, hey, you guys going to go? They didn't know. But also, I didn't know kind of the details. Again, I didn't know much details about it. And they're like, well, hey, you know, you probably aren't going to get a space because they open up registration. Because I thought it was just you just rock up there and park and just hang out. But I guess it is a show where they do have registrations and stuff like that. So the registration's done. I was like, oh, you know, I was actually not even really thinking about getting into the show. I just wanted to take my truck down there and go just be part of the thing. And they were like, well, you might not even get to like be able to park close to the event. So my plan is I'm going to like leave kind of, because the show is actually from 2 to 10. So it's like a afternoon into evening show. I'm just going to go down there super early, see if I can actually just at least get a little bit closer to the event, park on the street or something. Yeah. So
do you hit Eric up, see if he wants to go?
I have not yet, but I will.
Yeah,
I was, because we also have a club meeting that day.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Which never happens. So yeah. We actually have a club meeting that day. So
an important club meeting too.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, there. Yeah. So there's petitioners.
Yes, I heard. I saw that.
Yeah. That nobody knew that there was petitioning.
Yeah, I mean, I did not.
That's the thing. And so Robbie, if you're listening to this, he cracked me up. I didn't know that someone was petitioning until I saw them posted on Facebook.
Yeah,
or something. And I was like, who is this?
Yeah,
me too. And I was like, oh, now I know who it is. But then people were messaging me and they're like, I didn't know we had petitioners.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, Robbie, you got to do that at a meeting. You can't just approve it, because Robbie's that dude. He's just like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, sure.
I was like, yeah, so you like have a meeting and before someone starts petitioning, they need to petition at a meeting,
mm-hmm.
not when they decide to petition.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Which is interesting, because we used to have meetings all the time, and then it just sort of like wasn't a thing for a while. So, but that's the ebb and we've always said that's the ebb and flow of this whole organization. You know, it's not, there are, it's, you know, we've talked about it before,
but yeah. Anyway. And you should only, meetings should just be whenever, like, this is a needed meeting because there's new people wanting to get in the club.
Mm-hmm.
So they should do that at a meeting, mm-hmm. you know, like with everyone there. Or give the opportunity for everyone to be there. And if you don't go, then you don't know what's happening, and that's your own fault. So
exactly.
Yeah.
And no one's going to trip over that part either. So
no,
it's fine. It's totally fine.
It's just funny seeing Facebook. I forgot if I saw it on Instagram or TikTok, and this dude was just like,
oh, I saw it in the club chat, in the club text message. Welcome this guy. And I'm like,
yeah, I saw it on an Instagram post that guy made. Oh, and I was like, who is this dude? Now, if I see that from a different chapter, then obviously it doesn't matter. But yeah, like coming from SoCal.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like,
okay, hold on.
And then I put two and two together because he was at the show. He bought that truck, brought it to the show, showed mm-hmm. it at our show. And I've met the guy before. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But yeah.
Well, cool. And, well, I can't yeah. wait to meet him this yeah. week.
No, he's cool.
All right, cool. What else you got? We're about done here.
Yeah, we could wait and talk. Well, I was going to talk about that Slate truck, but I want
to
talk.
Yeah,
about
I want to dedicate like a lot of time to that because it's an interesting thing. So for those who don't know, is the Slate the new electric truck Slate thing? It's been going around. A lot of people have been into it, so we are going to discuss that, but we want to be a little more informed, especially
or just time because we're already at an hour.
Yeah, that's true. You want to answer a quick question?
We should talk about baseball the rest of the episode because that's what everybody wants to really hear.
Yeah, I know. Or softball. Yeah. Want to hear about my kid's softball?
Yeah. Let's talk about that for an hour.
People love that.
That's what we should do is we should talk about the truck stuff first and then check out.
And then
about the sports stuff.
Okay. And then people can be like, all right, well, we're done. I got what I wanted, trucks. And then for those who are interested.
Check out. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, my kid's doing really good in her softball. She's been part of a travel ball team now for about 8 months. And really quickly, she started off as the new kid, you know, kind of figuring stuff out. Never been on a travel ball team before. And now she's a starting catcher. So, you know, things are going really well for her.
I was going to say, I was just kidding. I don't want to talk about it. But it was super mean.
You're like, hey, whoa. I don't care.
No, I do. I already know about it.
Yeah.
Because we talk about it on road trips. But no, it's super cool. Because I love seeing the stories of when you post them about her smacking the ball really good.
Yeah. And that's, you know, I just want to, that's part of my life, you know. She, like I said, we went to UCLA last weekend and watched that game. And she was just like, she's like, this is what I want to do. She's like, I want to play here. Yeah, I want to play here. I want to play in this team. There's a couple of players that she follows who are really freaking good.
Yeah.
You know, UCLA, admittedly, is not the best softball team out there. They're currently the best softball team in the Southwest because they crushed everybody.
Yeah.
But on the grand scheme of things, I think once they, because like I was saying, they had the regional championship and now they're going into the super regional championship. And eventually, hopefully, we'll get to the World Series in Oklahoma. And they're like, if you want to talk about good softball teams, you're talking about like Oklahoma State. You're talking about Arkansas. I don't even think Oregon is up there right now, but those like Oklahoma. Oklahoma's like the mecca for softball.
Yeah.
That's where they host the World Series every year. It is they are the best team. OU is the best
team. Well, maybe when your kid gets into UCLA, she will help them and propel them to be the best.
Hey, maybe. We don't know what's going to happen.
Put that pressure on her.
Yeah.
Be like,
hey,
look,
kid.
Don't fail us as parents, all right?
Don't fail me now.
We didn't put all this money and time into you and talk about you on the podcast all the time for you to fail us.
Yeah, right. No, she's in it. She's in it, though. It was really cool. So it was really cool to see her inspired as well. And it was really cool just to check out, you know how I am. I like it when...
Well, it's an adventure. Everything's an adventure. Like,
you know what was cool? I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. But another part of the adventure and stuff like that. So, like, we went down. The game was in the afternoon, so we went down early Sunday. We went down to Venice Beach, and we had my two kids and my older kid's boyfriend was with us. And we went around, and we went to Venice Beach, and it was just so cool to watch them experience that. You know, like, because like. I put a post out there saying that like both they got hennas on their hands and I'm like that's almost like a rite of passage. Like,
how is Venice Beach right now? Because I follow a guy down there and there's a lot of the shops had closed.
It's very like chill. It's not as rowdy as it like when I was going there when young and when you were going there when you were young. It was like rowdy. You know, it was like
there was like mad street artists. Just
it's it not just, like that anymore. It kind of went through this like interesting thing. So it was very bohemian, very artist, very, you know, like working class type thing, you know, probably when we were younger. And then it went through this phase of like gentrification and then this phase of like gnarly homelessness and like just like really bad. Well, all that started like peter off too. And now it's at this thing where it's like very
like a new like a rebuilding stage. Almost.
It's definitely like a rebuilding stage.
Like they're trying to find their identification again or
basically what happened was is, you know, all the kind of like, you know, the only way to put it is like bohemian type people existed in that space in the 90s and early 2000s. And then the tech companies came in and kind of changed the whole landscape of those things. Well, now the tech companies are moving back out, and it's kind of like now found this new kind of like chill in between.
Yeah.
It is very corporate still, but it is very still very artistic and very bohemian type place.
That guy that I follow, that it's called, his name's, I don't follow him consistently, but I've watched his YouTube. It's called German in Venice.
Oh, I got to check that out.
Yeah, he moved to Venice from Germany and opened up a shop there. He had a shop on the thing. And he recently closed his shop, and it was bought by like a massage parlor. They like moved over. But he was like, yeah, Ben and Jerry's used to be there. They're gone. Starbucks used to be there. They're gone.
That's what I'm saying. That stuff is starting to get out of there.
Good.
Yeah, for sure.
One of the things I hate is like that whole Times Square thing. Like, you go into Times Square and it's just, there's a Chili's and an Olive Garden and a Krispy Kreme. And you're just like, where's the New York stuff?
And then where's the porno places? No,
like, then you go to like, when we went up to Monterey Bay and you had Cannery Row, right? Same thing. It's just these very cheesy shops. And you're just like, no. And so you got to like kind of go off the beaten path a little bit to get to the local stuff. Same in, with all the beaches, same with New York, same with anywhere else. They just, the corporate takes over these, you know, they're the only ones with the money, enough money to buy the property.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, no, it's definitely changing from that, kind of getting to like this more kind of neutral space. But what was cool for me is like, I was like, I told this to my kids, like when I experienced all that stuff a little bit older, like when we were driving and like, you know, after high school, like that's when we kind of experienced those things, because our parents never really took us to go do those things. But now me being in this space where I enjoy that stuff, like I was, as a parent, I was able to take that and experience it with them rather than them doing it kind of on their own, you know? So that was kind of, that was really cool. I really enjoyed that. So that was,
that's cool that, cause you could take, you take, when you take them down there into LA too, and Hollywood and all this stuff, is like, you can kind of guide them a little bit and then they can take that guidance. Cause I was the same way. I went down there on my own when I turned 16, like, I went to a couple of shows at the Roxy and did the Hollywood thing, but I didn't know anything about it. I was just kind of on my own to adventure. And then there were so many places I wish I would have knew about then that I know about now.
Yeah.
So,
well, and part of the other part of the thing is like, I've been taking these kids to places like that since they were very small, because I didn't want them to be those people who are like scared of cities.
Yeah.
Like, you have to be cautious. Like, I'm not telling you just be willy-nilly and just do whatever. There are spaces that you have to be extremely cautious in. But if I can guide them, you know, and kind of like acclimate them to that, those type of scenarios. Because like, actually, a really good example, me being, you know, the parent, you know, teaching my kid how to work, like exist through this space. We get to the other car, we start walking, and a homeless lady walks by, just completely just peeled out. And so she would talk to my kid, and my kid like interacted. I'm like, don't interact. Just ignore and move on, you know?
Yeah.
But it was like those little moments that I can teach them to go exist in these spaces. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah. Not being afraid to explore places.
No, for sure. Don't be afraid of the world. It is scary, and it can be scary at times, but most of the times it's pretty chill.
Yeah.
One time when they were small, I have a great story. One time when they were small, we went up to Canada for the Forbidden Fantasy show up there. And we said, okay, let's, on the way back, let's go down, you know, down through Washington, Seattle, Portland, all the way down the coast. So we go to Seattle. That was fun. We leave there. We get to Portland. And I was like, oh, I want to go to, I've never been to Voodoo Donuts in Portland. I want to go check it out. So we rock up downtown Portland. We pull up next to like a homeless hostel. And we out of the car. And there I am with my two small children just walking through, just like homeless people, junkies, like punks, like all this stuff, you know, and I'm just walking through with my two kids. So I've been exposing them to that kind of stuff for a long time.
And I guess it's because we just grew up around that stuff. That,
well, yeah, because
it doesn't affect, like, it doesn't really faze me, you know what I mean?
Like you said, we didn't have anybody to guide us. We just went and did it, you know, kind of got into some sticky situations along the way. But
yeah,
you do that.
Yeah. I remember going down to, I was going to Hollywood, going to Sunset, and I got off at the wrong exit, because Sunset is like Highway 2. Like, it's got a 2 next on the map. This is before phones, before anything. So I'm looking at a Thomas guy, and I see a number 2 on the Sunset thing. So I was like, okay. Well, I got off on a 2. The freeway said 2. So I get off. Well, it wasn't Sunset Boulevard. It was something else. And it was the night that the Reginald Denny trial was?
The guy who got pulled out of the truck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was something to do with that whole thing. And I remember I pulled up to the light. I was in my 83 Nissan standard cab. I had a friend with me in the passenger seat and two people in the bed. This is when you could still ride in the bed out there. And we pull up and this big dude, big guy, looks at me. And I'm at the red light and he just has a pipe in his hand and he's just beating the pipe against his hand walking towards my truck. And I just blew the red light.
Yeah,
it was not a time you really wanted to be in the wrong area down there.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, like I said, it was just one of those things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Adventures.
Yes.
But that's sort of like has translated to what we do now. That's why we have zero problem going and doing these things that we do, you know, and getting in these kind of not situations, but, you know, not being afraid to go do stuff, but also again that situational awareness and the point was like a really good point of that was when we were looking for the Hattie B's in Memphis and we got off and our situational awareness was like
we don't belong here but I've also gotten that same vibe from the back roads of like I think I was going through Louisiana one time and I was going hopping from a city to another city but I didn't take the main highway and I was like on this road and I was like nope. This is not where I'm staying. Like I need to get to the next city.
Right.
You know, so
situational awareness, man.
Yeah. But big anyway. Time.
Well, cool. All right. So next week we'll talk about some slate trucks.
And we got a bunch of questions.
We'll answer some questions next week. We kind of getting back in the groove of things. Like my space in here was such a mess. Like it took me seriously 45 minutes just organizing this stuff to get back to be able to make these things.
I know. I'm like, keep looking. I'm like, am I recording? Am I doing?
I know. I'm right. Me too. Like, I was like, yeah, it's so funny how so quickly we just fall out of that rhythm. Yeah. But hey, we're 60.
This is 160.
We're 160 consecutive episodes into this thing.
I know.
That's wild.
That is wild.
That's super cool.
Yeah.
All right.
And the drop shirts are on the Grindr TV website and they're on sale.
And also buy merch. If you made it all the way to the end of this and you've gotten through all this stuff and if you're here, please go to our websites and buy stuff.
Yeah, we got have drop shirts.
I've lots of stuff.
I got some Forbidden Fantasy show shirts still left, XL and 2XL. Yeah. Buy merch.
Buy merch if you want us to keep doing this stuff. All right.
All right.
Later.